AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Standing room only in St. Peter's Square as hundreds of thousands of pilgrims listened to a choir sing, and then Pope Francis declared Mother Teresa a saint a few minutes ago. A larger-than-life-size banner of the tiny nun who ministered to the unwanted and unloved blew in the breeze.
It turns out that Mother Teresa herself felt that way. Correspondence that was revealed after she died showed that she herself felt unloved by God. She had a very deep emptiness in her emotional and spiritual life, feeling that God had abandoned her.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports prime seats at the canonization were given to the homeless.
Pope Francis has invited 1,500 homeless people from around Italy to the Mass, and he'll also be giving them a special luncheon afterwards in the Vatican Auditorium. Pizza makers from Naples are coming up and will be serving typical Neapolitan pizza that will be served by about 250 of Mother Teresa's sisters.
President Obama says the White House doesn't apologize for a shouting match that broke out between U.S. and Chinese officials over press access to the G20 summit.
We don't leave our values and ideals behind when we take these trips. It can cause some friction.
The first sign of trouble, there was no staircase for the president to get off Air Force One at Hangzhou to reach the red carpet. He had to use an alternative exit. On the tarmac, there was a diplomatic dust-up. A Chinese official demanded journalists traveling with President Obama be prohibited from getting anywhere near him. When a White House official insisted the U.S. would set the rules for its own leader, her Chinese counterpart shot back. A Chinese official also tried to keep National Security Advisor Susan Rice away from the president. She did not seem amused. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tropical storm Hermine expected to become a hurricane later today. This is AP Radio News. The Crimson Tide continues to roll. Last night in Arlington, Texas, the tide looked more like a tsunami as number one-ranked Alabama opened defense of its national championship by beating USC 52-6. Alabama's head coach Nick Saban says his team still has room to improve despite an impressive start.
I'm happy that we won. I'm proud of our team for beating a good team, and I don't want you to think that I'm not. But at this point in the season, I'm really focused on what we need to do to get better.
USC head coach Clay Helton says it was a disappointing start for his team.
Obviously, one game does not make a season. We knew coming in, win or lose, that our goal at the end of the year was to be Pac-12 champions. We played a very good team today, and they played up to their potential. Just the cold, hard truth is we did not play up to ours.
Two men died in a plane crash last night as they were performing stunts above the Trinity River in Texas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.